Apollo 12, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
12, we have your consumables update and some comments on the your P-23s, as well as a alteration to your LOI abort card when you're ready to copy.
Okay, let's have the consumables update and all that stuff in that order.
Okay, 12. Consumables at 78 plus 15. RCS total, 79.8. And alpha through delta, in that order, 77.5, 83.4, 77.3, 81.2. And that gives you about 92 below the predicted. H2 total, 71.2, 69.9. H2 total, 02 total, 70.9er, 72.5.
Okay.
And 12, for the P-23 NOCOM procedures, Dick, your first sighting exercises showed an excellent performance, although the use of two different horizon locators resulted in quite different apparent horizons. The CMC horizon should be updated to 19 kilometers rather than the 24 for the NOCOM contingency. Change the erasable address 1351 from its present value of 27340 to 22434. Your second set of P-23s done at about 1530 were excellent. Therefore, use the same locator as in this set. As you expected, the best results are obtained when the star is positioned precisely on the substellar point, when you're using only the center two-thirds of the sextant field of view, and you center the star on the locator. 12, do you have those values for the erasable?
Okay, we got all of... Say again?
12, confirm you have the valuable value for the erasable.
Okay, Houston, the address was 1351 and change it to 22434, is that correct?
That's correct. 12, on the LOI abort card, which you have in the checklist F13-2, your hybrid trajectory is a little different than nominal. Your TLI was slightly off nominal, and your curve for the LOI abort is very sensitive to the dispersions in your TLI.
Hold it, Houston, to get a good antenna.
Okay. You with a fair amount of static in the background. Let's wait till we clear it up before we proceed. Read you now. I think the static's dropping off. We're ready to proceed. Apollo 12, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
12, a reminder would help if you turn the uplink squelch off.
Okay, uplink squelch going off.
Pete, we have a discussion of the LOI abort card when you're ready. That's in your checklist F13-2.
Hang on a second, Houston. Do you have the disk key or the parking angles?
Stand by, Dick. Dick, we have them. Go ahead.
Okay, Houston, give me the page again in the checklist you were talking about.
Okay, Pete, that's your LOI abort card on F13-2.
Okay. And we lost you there. All I heard you say something about the trajectory and you phased it out.
Roger, Pete. There's a change necessitated here because your hybrid trajectory is different than nominal. Your TLI was slightly off nominal, and the abort curve is very sensitive to dispersions in the TLI. The curve itself should be lowered slightly, and we can give you the coordinates for four different points, and you'll be able to plot that curve yourself. Are you ready to copy?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, the 4 points under LOI delta of V sub M. 400, 290, 135, and 60. Your corresponding abort delta Vs. 2240, 2065, 1865, 1800. Do you copy?
Okay. Let's see, we had 4 points, 400, 190, 135, and 600. And they correspond to 2240. 2065, 1865, and 1800, is that correct?
Pete, on the one correction on your LOI delta VM, your last one is 60, that's 60, rather than 600.
Okay.
Your CSM gimbal angles, which you'll see down in the lower right, are roll 295, pitch 271, yaw 332.
Okay, 295, 271, and 332.
That's correct. When you plot the curve over, you'll see that your crossover point for mode 1 occurs at 320 rather than 290 as shown. This would have to be changed in three places. First of all, the table which you have on the card, your first value, first range goes from 290 to 650. That would now go from 320 to 650. On your flight plan, the value 290 is found also on page 3-59. That would have to be changed to 320. Also, the LMP Q card should be changed, 390 to 320. All of the other limits are unchanged.
Okay, we got that.
Okay, Pete, that's it.